We're talking here today with Matt Wilder. Of course, he is the head baseball coach with the Audubon Wheelers as they wrap up the 2021 season, going at 10-17 this year, finishing 6-11 in a very strong Western Iowa Conference. And Coach, I appreciate you joining us here today.
I appreciate you having me.
Absolutely, Coach. We mentioned the record, not exactly what you guys had probably hoped for coming in, but you and I were just chatting, kind of started to see the team there at the end of the year that I think people had thought. And it wasn't that you guys played poorly this year. You just had that one stretch kind of in the middle of the season that kind of threw things into a loop a little bit.
Yeah, you know, we started off the season, you know, playing okay. You know, not great, but playing okay. We were competitive. You know, had a pretty decent record to start the year, and then we hit a stretch in the middle of the season where, you know, I think we lost 10 of 11 games or so, and, you know, we weren't playing good baseball. We were striking out a lot. We were, you know, walking guys on the mound, making a lot of errors, just a lot of mental mistakes, a lot of mistakes that normally we don't do, you know, and we weren't limiting that big inning. You know, we were giving teams 8, 9, 10 runs or more in an inning, you know, and that kind of took us out of games. We'd play good baseball for 5 or 6 innings, and then that one inning would kill us. But we really turned around at the end, and, you know, we played a really good game against Woodbine. You know, I thought we played good baseball against Logan. It's just, you know, once again, a couple errors, a couple close plays that don't go our way, and, you know, we're on the wrong end of a 4-3 game.
Coach, the mental toughness of the kids to go through that, you know, losing 10 of 11 streak and to still stay positive. I know that's something a lot of coaches worry about. I get the sense with the leadership on this year's team for you, that wasn't something that you had to worry about or something that came through, because this group, we talked about it during the year, you've got some kids that are so competitive, they're never going to lose that ability to think they can go out and win a contest.
Yeah, and baseball is such a mental game to begin with. You know, you got to have a short-term memory. You know, we talked a lot about that with that losing streak that we went on. You know, I think that whole thing started with a tough week and a half where I think we played Trainer, Underwood, Trainer, Coon Rapids, all within a 4-day span. And, you know, then we had a tough loss to Missouri Valley against a team that we had already beaten. And then we got our butts kicked against a good Denison team. And, you know, that week of going 0-6, I think, you know, the kids realize we're playing tough competition. It's ultimately going to make us better, you know, but it's still not easy going out there and losing and not playing well and just getting your butt kicked night after night. And, you know, that's a testament to our kids and their, like you said, their competitiveness, and, you know, to be able to come back from that and then put together a good week or week and a half of baseball at the end of the season.
Coach, I remember talking to you guys down there at that Coon Rapids game. That was right at the beginning of that stretch where you played like it seemed like every day, you know, beyond a Sunday, yeah, and it was against really good competition. The pitching at that time was pitching well, but you were kind of down on numbers and you were struggling to be able to have guys to throw innings. How much did that impact you guys this year?
You know, I think it impacted us, obviously, both positively and negatively. We got to throw some guys that hadn't seen a lot of varsity action, you know, and we got to lean on some younger guys in those games. You know, we had to limit pitch counts, which, you know, I think saved our arms a little bit later on in the season, you know, rather than having guys throw 90 to 100 pitches on a Monday and then not throwing again until the following week. You know, we got to throw 65 on Monday and then turn around and throw, you know, another 65 or 70 on Thursday or Friday. You know, so I think that helped, but then just getting some of those young guys some innings. We were able to get Cooper Nielsen some innings. He threw well for us at times. Gavin Larson threw well at times. You know, even some other juniors and sophomores and freshmen that don't throw a whole lot. You know, Evan Ault got a few innings. Jordan Schrader got a few innings. You know, that's just going to help us out next year and going forward. So it was good to kind of see that stuff happen too.
Where did you see this team kind of grow as the season went on?
Yeah, I think the biggest thing with this team was our hitting. You know, we really started the season striking out a lot, you know, anywhere from 10, 12 to, I think we had one game where we struck out 16 times, you know, and, you know, we just weren't having good plate appearances. I felt like we were just going up there trying to hit home runs and doubles all the time. And, you know, we're not a huge power hitting team. So it was kind of, you know, I felt like I was preaching to the choir, you know, harping on them over and over again, like we have to have a better approach at the plate. And I think toward the end of the season, that kind of started to ring true. You know, we really talked about how, you know, some of these other teams were putting the ball in play with two strikes and, you know, making us work for it. And, that's when those big innings were happening. We were having errors, and they were scoring runs. And you know, I basically told them that's what we need to do. You know, we need to have a better two-strike approach, put the ball in play. And toward the end of the season, we were still striking out a little bit, but it was four times or six times or seven times. You know, we basically cut that number in half, and I think it really helped us get runners on base, and then we would score runs, we'd get comfortable. You know, but we still need to do a better job of that, but I think that's kind of where we improved most during the season.
6-3 to start the year. What was going well for you guys early?
You know, I think everybody was kind of in the, you know, the same boat with, you know, spring sports kind of taking a lot of guys and not getting a lot of quality practice dates. You know, and we played fairly well at the beginning of the season. We pitched through the ball okay. We pitched it okay. You know, we got base runners on, and, you know, we weren't hitting the ball great, but we were scoring. You know, and I think that was kind of the big thing for us is we were doing a lot of the little things early on, right? You know, that some of those other teams maybe weren't doing at that point in time since it was still early. You know, and I think that kind of helped us get off to that decent start. And, you know, our senior leadership obviously helps with that too, and our upperclassmen, we have a lot of juniors too, so I think that definitely helped to play a part in it too.
Matt, I know you and I talked, you know, before the Loma game that you thought maybe the Woodbine game, that 10-0 five-inning win in the first round of the playoffs was your best game. I'm going to bounce back about a week before that, maybe 10, 11 days, the ACGC game. That's a pretty decent ball club. You guys handled them 11-1 that day. How much did that help you guys kind of gain some confidence for that little bit of a run you made there here at the end of the season?
Yeah, you know, that was a big win too. You know, that was kind of one of those ones where we had come in struggling. You know, that's kind of that week and a half where we really turned things around. You know, they were coming off a week where they had just split with Van Meter, who's obviously a really good quality ball club. You know, so we knew they were going to be tough, but they were kind of in the same boat as us. You know, their record, I don't think speaks for how good of a club they are. You know, they're in a tough conference. We're in a tough conference. They play quality competition year round, but, to come in, and we had really good at bats that night. We played good defense. You know, we put together a good quality game that night. And I think that kind of sparked us for that run in that last week and a half.
You mentioned the WIC. I've said it for years. I think in a lot of different sports, it's underrated. People don't realize the depth and the strength of this conference. You know, it maybe doesn't have state championship quality teams all the time, but the depth and you don't get a night off. You know, the bottom teams can come up and bite you. What makes this conference so strong, do you think?
You know, and I think for every team, it's going to be a different perspective. You know, if you look at it from Trainer and Underwood standpoint, they're probably looking at, they should be at the top of the conference. They're 2A schools, you know, they're bigger schools. They should be there. You know, for us, we're the smallest school in the conference. You know, so for us, it's looking to get better. It's looking to be competitive. If we can be competitive with these teams in the WIC, we're going to be competitive with anybody. You know, if we can play with the Trainers and the Underwoods and the Tri-Centers and Logans of the world, you know, we're going to be able to play with anybody. And, you know, like you said, there's no off night. You know, so it's not like when you have three or four games in a week, you can throw out an eighth grader or a freshman and still feel confident that you're going to be able to stay with them. You know, if you throw an eighth grader against Tri-Center or Trainer or Underwood, it's probably going to be a long night. So, you know, you have to be, you know, really, really choosy on who you throw and when you throw them and how many pitches you're going to limit them to, because, you know, if you only got three or four guys that can throw, you know, and you have four games in a week, do you throw all four guys and limit them Monday, Tuesday so they can come back Thursday, Friday? Otherwise, you know, it's tough, you know, but I think it definitely prepares us for later in the season. You know, our out-of-conference schedule, you know, looking at that ACGC game and some of the other ones, you know, it prepares us for that. You know, and other sports is the same way, basketball is the same way, you know, wrestling, football, you know, with obviously not maybe so much football, but, you know, volleyball, everything. The WIC it's, like you said, it's an underrated conference. You know, I don't think it gets the love it deserves, but it's tough, 1-9.
I'm going to talk to you about schedule here in a second, but I wanted to bring up something that stands out for me a little bit with the WIC and get your thoughts on it, pitching. I you've got a lot of programs that have really good pitching, I think.
Yeah, you know, we don't see guys that throw 50, 60 miles an hour. It's, you know, we when we play Trainer, we see the Wallace and the Schumacher kid, both guys who throw in the 80s. When we play Underwood, the Van Fossen kid, who's only a freshman, throws it really good. You know, Logan's got the Melby kid who throws it tough and the Fetter kid that throws it tough. And, you know, even teams like Avoca who have the Holtz kid, he throws it really well. Riverside's got some kids that throw it well. So, you know, there's no game going in or no team going in where you think you might have an easy type of day or maybe a batting practice type of day where you can get some good quality hits in. It's pressure every time, and it's, you know, you have to sit on your pitch, otherwise you're not going to have a good at-bat.
Coach, I wanted to bring up the schedule as well, because we talked about how strong the WIC is, but you guys don't back away from playing anybody out of conference. Coon Rapids, Bear, Dennis, and Schleswig, a much larger school than you guys. You throw in an Earlham and an ACGC and Camanita. You guys want to challenge yourself to make yourselves better, I'm assuming, come postseason time.
Yeah, you know, and that's the whole point, is to be playing your best ball at the end of the season. You know, you're not going to do yourself any favors if, you know, you try to schedule, you know, maybe lower competition and stuff like that. So if we can go play the Cams and the Denisons and the Coon Rapids and, you know, even West Harrison was a 20-win ball club this year. I mean, there's no off night. And even if you're out of conference, you know, you got to go play those teams in order to get better. You know, and it's, you know, it kind of showed with our season this year. We had our ups and our downs, and, you know, we had some good nights. We had some really bad nights. We had some okay nights. You know, and baseball is such a grind the way it is. That's going to happen. You know, you're not going to play your best every single night. You're not going to go 4-for-4 every single night. You know, I think probably the biggest example of that is, you know, for one of our players was Gavin Smith. I think he started the season hitting close to 500. You know, and then we went through that stretch of about 10 games or so where we didn't play well. I think his average dropped all the way below 300. And then really got on a hot streak at the end of the season. I think he ended over 400 for a batting average. So, you know, that just kind of shows how crazy and weird baseball is. You can start so hot, you can go on a slump, and then you can pick it back up again. And that's exactly what we had, and that's kind of what we needed this year too.
Loved the run you guys went on in the postseason. I know it only lasted two games, but wish I could have saw that Woodbine game with the way it sounds like you guys played. And then that Loma game the other night was as good a baseball game as I've seen in a while. How did you feel about the performances that you guys had here in the postseason?
You know, the Woodbine game was great. You know, I knew kind of going into it we were going to have to play good baseball. Kind of looking at their stats compared to some of the other teams that we played, you know, we knew they probably weren't going to hit it as well. You know, just because, you know, looking at quick stats, the average wasn't as high as some of the other teams we played. So, you know, we kind of knew if we could get through the top part of the order, we'd have a better shot with the bottom part. You know, we knew we had to go right at them, and we kind of limited the top part. We got kind of fortunate a few times where their best hitter came up with first base open, and we were just able to put him on. We didn't have to pitch to him, you know, which I think kind of helped. But, you know, we played really well. We played good situational baseball. You know, we made the fundamental plays, and we put together a full, you know, not 7-inning game because it only lasted five, but we put together a full game, which we hadn't done a lot all season. You know, and then the Logan game, we got down early. You know, we gave him a run in the third, and I think the run in the fifth was an unearned run as well. But, you know, we didn't back down. You know, we were putting the ball in play against the Hedger kid. It's just, they were right at people. You know, we were making solid contact, and, you know, that's just something that you have to deal with in baseball, is those hits are going to come. You know, we didn't back down. They brought in the Melby kid, and, you know, he's kind of a little wild at the beginning, and then, you know, Gavin tagged his hit and tied us up, and then Joel put a ball in play and beat it out and got us to lead. And, you know, that was great to see, because that's a kid that came up against us earlier in the season and beat us 16-0, and we didn't hit him very well. And then we saw him in our second game, and we didn't touch him very well. And, you know, to put together an inning like that and give ourselves a shot was great to see.
Coach, four seniors on this team. You talked a little bit about them the other night. Aiden Ault had a great year, I thought, for you on the hill and pitched in that Woodbine game. Teddy Duvall played really well defensively for you. I've gotten to know the Clucky boys, Joel and Ethan, a little bit through all the different sports that they play and how well they play in all of them. But just a great group of kids, maybe a little quieter, not always the vocal kids, but, man, do they go out and they compete hard for you.
Yeah, you know, we're going to miss those four guys. You know, the Cluckies have kind of been a staple since they were eighth graders in the varsity lineup. You know, Aiden's really stepped up last year and this year with, you know, with his pitching and, you know, even his bat at times this year, he came through with some big games for us at the plate. You know, this was really Teddy's first year on the varsity lineup, but, you know, he was kind of that kid. He started the year batting number nine for us. You know, I kind of always like to have a second leadoff hitter at the bottom of the lineup, and, you know, he was just hitting the ball too well that I had to start moving him up. And toward the middle of the season, he was hitting number five or six. And then, you know, the last few weeks of the season, he hit in our leadoff spot just because he was doing such a good job of getting on base, putting the ball in play. You know, he had a great year for us, and it was great for all those four seniors to kind of put it together at the end. You know, just obviously not the ending we were hoping for.
Gavin Smith probably going to be one of your leaders, but I think another guy that could step into that role next year a little bit at Braden Wessel. I thought he put together a pretty solid year for you guys this year.
Yeah, Braden was huge for us. He pitched a lot for us. I think, you know, I don't know if I remember right if I have my stats up, but, you know, he was one of those guys where he was, I think, third on our team in innings pitched, you know, which he don't think he threw a single inning of varsity action as a sophomore. And, you know, he really, really stepped in and threw the ball well. You know, he throws strikes. He didn't walk a ton of guys for us. You know, he's going to be one that we're going to lean on along with Gavin next year to probably throw a lot of innings. You know, and with his bat at the plate too, kind of a guy that, you know, when we had Skyler and Marcus last year was hitting six or seven in the lineup, and he hit in the two spot all year for us. And, you know, put the ball in play. You know, we could always count on him to have good at bats. If we needed guys bunted in, I think he laid down a couple suicide squeezes for us throughout the season. You know, just a kid that's going to go out there and battle, you know, and that's all you can ask for. So I think those two are going to be some key leaders for us next year. We're going to have some other juniors that are going to step in, and, you know, we're going to have some younger guys with, you know, Cooper Nielsen and Gavin Larson and Jay Remsburg, Evan Ault, you know, maybe some other, you know, freshmen that are going to have to step up and do a job for us next year. So, you know, I'm looking forward for that mixture of youth and that mixture of seniors and where we can go.
And you mentioned some more seniors, Tyler Rugard, Alex Foran, Joey Schramm, and Jordan Schrader, all guys that either saw some moments this year or some play, and probably will see more next year, I imagine.
Yeah, you know, all four of those guys, I think, are going to have to see some time next year and give us some good at-bats, give us some quality defense. You know, those are probably going to be four guys that we're going to lean on, you know, to fill a role or maybe it's a starting spot or whatever next year. Give us innings on the mound. You know, those four are going to be key to what we can do next year.
And you mentioned Cooper Nielsen, such an important guy behind the plate. You're going to have to probably help develop some new pitching for you a little bit, but he gives you a solid guy behind the plate.
Yeah, you know we saw Cooper last year in JV and just the strides that he made. You know, he didn't catch any varsity last year. Ethan caught every game, and kind of going into the season, you know, we had a conversation with Ethan about, you know, seeing if he was all right playing different spots and maybe spots he hadn't played before, because Cooper's one of those guys, you're not going to really put him anywhere but catcher. So, you know, if we want to get him on the field, that's where he's going to have to be. And you know, he really stepped up. You know, he made even more strides this year than he did last year. And, you know, I think that just kind of goes to show with, I think he threw out nine runners on the season. You know, last year, I think we threw out one. You know, earlier in the year, we weren't throwing guys out. And, you know, toward the end of the season, I think in the last five or six games, he threw out four or five guys just in those games. And threw out one against Woodbine. He threw out one against Logan in that district game. You know, he's got a great arm. You know, he's quick with his release. You know, I think the biggest thing is, you know, probably learning still how to call pitches and what situations maybe we want certain pitches in. You know, we let him go a lot of the season doing that. I think toward the end of the season, we started calling different pitches in different spots. But I think that's where he's going to grow. You know, he's got 2 years left to do that, and I think he'll do a great job of doing that.
Coach, some other guys on the roster this year, Dwayne Vetter, Aaron Olson, Carson Mike, and Jason Denny, all guys that will be probably fighting for positions and playing time in the future.
Yeah, you know, Aaron and Carson both being eighth graders. Basically, I think Carson threw an inning here and there for varsity. Aaron was a courtesy runner for us most of the season. You know, I think those two will be guys that, you know, are either throwing innings in the rotation next year, maybe filling in at spots when certain guys are pitching. you know, or fighting for a starting spot. I mean, everything's wide open to fight for a spot. So, I mean, the off season is going to be huge. If we can get some throwing in, you know, get some workouts in during the winter, hit the weight room hard. You know, I'm interested to see how much these kids grow, how much bigger they get, how much faster they get, how much stronger they get. You know, it's going to be fun to see. You know, and then with Dwayne and Jason too. I mean, they're getting to be upperclassmen. They're smart players. They know the game. You know, I think they're going to see some time next year too.
Well, Coach, as always, you do such a great job working with us and getting us results every night, even on your guys' long road trips, and you have plenty of those in the conference. So we appreciate everything you do for us here at Carroll Broadcasting and how willing you always are to get us what we need to allow us to do our job. So thank you very much. Looking forward to the future of this program. It's always fun being around Wheeler baseball.
You bet. I appreciate all you guys do and all the coverage you give us and everything you do for the kids. I mean, couldn't ask for a better broadcast to work with. So we appreciate you as well.
Head coach Matt Wilder again with the Audubon baseball team.